Mark Janis joins us again on WGN Radio. Mark, thanks for taking our call. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, fine, King John. How are you?
Really good. So do you want to opine on the baseball story at Wrigley Field yesterday? Do you know what that's all about?
No, I really didn't catch it. So I really can't comment because I don't know anything about it.
I really didn't catch it. You get it? This guy's good. Okay, never mind that then. That's not why I called you anyway. You are the object of that suit that went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And the outcome is that people don't have to pay public dues or dues to public unions anymore. What a story.
Correct.
What a case.
It's pretty unbelievable, actually. I never really thought it was going to get that far when we first started this about 3 years ago.
Well, so last we spoke, it was right after the Supreme Court decision, and as I recall now, help me out on this, the upshot means now that public unions, I will be able to enjoy the benefits of a public union without having to pay union dues. Is that your read on it, too?
Well, that is what the decision says, but you have to back up a little bit back to the 1980s, late 80s, when the unions asked for legislation and got a pass through the state of Illinois that asked for that all-inclusive collective bargaining. And because they asked to represent everyone, that still is the law of the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
And now that this decision has come down, to use an analogy, they kind of made their bed and now they have to lie in it.
Well, the fix to that.
We fully expect they're going to probably go into the legislation will be introduced the next session to probably negate that and have the non-paying members not part of the union bargaining.
Well, the union told us they don't want that, though. They don't want to split it up that way.
Well, that's their choice, and that's kind of what my case was all about, is giving people the choice to decide for themselves what they want to do without having to be coerced by a private entity such as a union to pay a fee just to have their jobs.
Yeah, well, I want to forward the story just a little bit here, but to be clear, the fix was supposed to be to remedy what you just said, that your dues wouldn't have to go entirely towards that. You could separate some of your dues and not pay the political portion, right?
Well, that was the case, but when we asked for an accounting of that and tried to get that broken out, it basically was not available. The unions never provided it, and they could never break it down and give it to us in such a way as to how much is actually, went to collective bargaining and grievances and that sort of thing. Yeah. Versus the political end. And why is it that, for example, the Chicago Teachers Union, if you're a non-member of the Chicago Teachers Union, you pay 100% or the same amount as a full union member. Now tell me that, there isn't a disparity there and that some of that 100% isn't going for political activity of some sort.
Supreme Court saw it your way, and so now if you work for a public entity in the state of Illinois and you don't want to pay union dues, you do not have to, and yet you'll enjoy the benefits of union representation. I asked you last we spoke then, well, what's it going to be like when you go back to work? And you said, well, we'll see. What was it like when you went back to work?
Pretty benign, actually. Walked in on the Monday after the decision, and, people, the union people pretty much ignored me like they had before and never spoke. The people that I work with were, hey, how are you? Glad you're back. And, business as usual. Did have a number of people in the next day or so that came up and said, thank you for what you did. And we appreciate all your efforts. And, we're behind you 100%. So
it was
very positive.
Sure. I could see those people saying that. But there was no animosity, no repercussions, either from other members or union stewards. You didn't sense any direct negative backlash?
No. Not negative backlash. Well, I think the union is smart enough to realize that if there was some backlash and there was some negative, that would get some adverse publicity, obviously, in the media, and they did not want to go that direction.
Well, then you've quit your job or are quitting your job. Do I understand correctly?
That is correct, yes.
Why?
Well, because I saw that we have 22 states across the country that are now affected, by this decision, and we're finding that there is a large amount of misinformation out there that we need to get corrected, and we need to let these workers know what their rights actually are under this decision and what it means for them as an individual. And so therefore, we want to, you know, work to the end of getting that misinformation corrected and let people know what they can and can't do.
I'm sorry.
And go forward from here.
All right, but who's the we in this?
Well, the we is myself and the Liberty Justice Center.
Okay, but then who's going to pay you? I mean, you had a job and you've quit that job. How are you going to make up the difference?
The difference is that I've retired from the state and I'll be getting my pension from the state. And then they will pay me a salary, you know, which is equivalent to what I was making at the state.
The Liberty Foundation will?
Liberty Justice Center. Yeah, the Illinois Policy.
And right. So that begs this question then, Mark. Was this a genuine effort on your part all along, or were you just a foil for that side?
No, what happened was when I started this, it was based on the principle that my First Amendment rights were being stomped on. And over the years, I just did not agree with it, and I kept seeing more and more of it, and not only here in Illinois, but other states. And I felt I just had to do something about it, so we started the case, but we had no idea where it was going to go.
I understand that.
Could have just as easily gone the negative side.
Sure, Mark.
But now that we won, we're going to try to get the word out and try to make it available to all people.
If you had retired a year ago, would you have lost standing in the suit?
Yes, because I would not have been a state of Illinois employee.
So it's fair to assume you kept your job long enough to win at the Supreme Court and then they're moving on?
No, I would say that my plan all along was to retire in about another three and a half years, which is
mine too.
My plan all along, and go from there. But because this opportunity presented itself and we saw the misinformation, we felt that it was more important to get the word out and let people know what the truth is.
Well, I don't know that this is a distinction worth making, but it just seems to me like, particularly since everybody else in Illinois is going to live with what happened because of your case, it would make your case seem more genuine if you had kept the job. You were fighting for, you said, your rights here, and mm-hmm. then you walk away from the get you won, and then you walk away. And meanwhile, other people now are going to see maybe diminished representation by the union. So,
I don't think they're going to see diminished representation because you're going to have the unions are still going to be out there collective bargaining. They're still going to have their membership.
You see
my
point,
though, Mark. They're still going to be able to go do that.
You see my point, though. I mean, you walk after all of that, then you walk away. I would just like a little more.
Well, you can, John, convey it any way you wish, and that you're right. That doesn't mean it's accurate, though, and doesn't mean it's true.
Well, no. I don't think that you and I are speaking in the same direction here, Mark. You can do whatever you want, but the timing of it, I think, is disappointing to some people. That's all.
Well, one thing you have to do, though, you have to remember, John, is the decision just came out 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we pretty much have to strike while the iron is hot and while it's fresh in the news and the media, and we need to get the word out, because if we wait, we've already seen legislation passed in California and New York and other areas of the country where they're trying to thwart this decision already. So we need to work to the end to make it a more level playing field.
I mean, it all makes sense in that you're an advocate for this position, and you are certainly a marketable force when it comes to this, that you would go on in this path. But I guess put another way, it's like you've been fighting for years for a piece of cake, and the Supreme Court has finally awarded you the cake, and you said, no, I don't want it, I'm going to quit.
Yeah. Or I want to tell other people how to get cake, but I'm not going to eat the cake myself.
I'm on a diet right now, so I couldn't eat it anyway.
I shouldn't have said that. Mark, so then are you concerned about what might happen in Illinois? I mean, what's going on at the state level, and will you be involved in that at all?
It's too early to tell, John, what my role here in the state is going to be and where that is going to go. I mean, we're still in the process of ramping this up and trying to figure out, you know, what the direction is we want to go and how we're going to do it. You have to remember it's still new, and we still have to go out and look and see what, you know, potential legislation is out there, what's going to be introduced, and, you know, how we then react to that depending on what we find.
Yeah. hey, are you going to be able to come to our Thomas Jefferson show?
When is it? I don't even know a date.
That's okay. It's Saturday, August 18th. It's at the College of DuPage.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a 10 a.m. show and a 1 p.m. show, and I can get you two or four tickets, whatever you need. But I would love it if you stood up and asked Jefferson a question.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what. If you would send that information to the lady you spoke to when we arranged this interview, she'll give me the info, and I'll definitely take a look at the schedule.
I'll put you on.
It would be interesting. I would love to attend. I've always heard about your show with Mr. Jefferson, and if you remember, Mr. Jefferson was very much in favor of the stance I took on this case.
Yeah, I want him to say that though. Do you? So let's I'm going to put you on hold. Actually, talk to Elif and let's make sure we can connect on this. Okay.
Okay, sure. Absolutely.
Congratulations, Mark, and thanks for coming on again. And you know what I'm doing this year is I am sort of peppering the audience with some people who have been noteworthy in the news lately. It'd be interesting to see what one of the founding fathers says about that issue. So, for instance, former Governor Pat Quinn wants, he's got a petition effort out now to have term limits on the Chicago mayor. Rahm Emanuel would not be able to run for re-election if Pat Quinn is successful in the upcoming election. So we want Pat Quinn to ask a question to Mr. Jefferson about this as well. You get the idea.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Hold on. Talk to Elif off the air, okay?
Okay. Nice to speak with you, John.
Once again, thank you for joining us. That's Mark Janis. He was the object of that now. What would you call that, Steve? What's the word? What kind of case?
Groundbreaking?
Yeah. Precedent setting, maybe, is what I was thinking of. Jim DeRogatis said he could join us after the 2 o'clock WGN Radio News. So we'll talk to him about that R. Kelly song, which sings to Jim DeRogatis. Domati described it as a 19-minute long track where he airs a bunch of grievances. I haven't heard it, but I heard the 4 or 5 lines that talk about it. And, he's talking to Jim DeRogatis or whatever your name is. I'll bet he knows what his name is. I'll bet he knows exactly how you say it. John Janis bought and paid for by Rauner. Now, Janis working for Rauner supported law firm. Quid pro quo? And on go the list of people who support and don't support Mark Janis. Well, guess what? He won. So, I think fair and square. Now we just have to figure out what happens next. And he's now leaving his public job in Illinois for this association, which is going to spread the word. He said he's retiring and that the new job is going to pay him what he was making.